because this is purely a majlis linked to tasawwuf, associated with tasawwuf, and in this gathering regularly those people who attend who have a link with tasawwuf, who are associated with tasawwuf, and this place, the desire, there is a desire to speak about tasawwuf and purification. And today some points, a subject matter has come into my mind related to tasawwuf, with regards to tasawwuf. And some are with reference to Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullahi, that were heard by our pious, from our pious predecessors, and that I would like to share. So some of the subject matter is from Hazrat Shaykh Sahib, and some from our pious predecessors. And these points and this learning is very essential for us. Always remember that when an individual sets forth on a path, on a journey, then there are two factors to be borne in mind. One is a person who passes, and one is a person who fails. Not everybody passes and not everybody fails. So when the result is published, it's very sad to see that I didn't work hard, I didn't try, and I failed. And the path that alhamdulillah Allah Ta'ala has put us on and that we are traveling upon, the result of this path, when it will be published, it will come after maut, it will come after death. Not in this world can we realize, are we successful or not successful. Doesn't matter how much people guarantee to us, you're successful, you're good, and you're pious. No, the result in reality Allah Ta'ala has got to himself. And don't have yaqeen in what people say, don't fall into deception what people say, and don't be deluded and deceived. Just have this khawf and fear and desire that Allah Ta'ala, when this result is published, then may my roll number be on the list of those people who are successful, those Allah Ta'ala said that their deeds will be presented to them in their right hands. So brothers, whenever, this is the principle of the world, that when a person travels on a path, on a journey, on a route, then when the person travels on the journey, if he doesn't follow the principles that will take him to the destination, then that person cannot get to the destination properly. If you have a car, you have a new model car, brand new, just manufactured, and you've put it on the road, it's being purchased, acquired, and then you use that motor vehicle incorrectly, you don't utilize it the way it should be, and when you go to a certain destination, you're not following the signs or the preferred route, then will you get to the end point? You won't. It'll be difficult. It's not the fault of the car or the road, or it's your brain or the car or the fuel, but you've broken some principle, and that's what's not getting you to the end point. So for the salikin, the pious elders, the buzurgs have given the teaching for the salikin who travel on the path of suluk to Allah. This path is difficult, and at the same time it is easy. It becomes hard at that time when a person doesn't follow the principle, say subhanallah. And it's easy at that time when a person follows the asool, the principles, subhanallah. Straightforward, it's simple, isn't it? So it's difficult, it's hard, because you haven't grabbed hold of the asool, the principles, that's why it's hard. If you take all of the principles of the tasawwuf, then you'll feel as if you are withdrawing, extracting hair from the flower, subhanallah, jannah, easy to get into jannah, say subhanallah again. So it depends on the individual. This silsila, mashallah, the pious elders, the ma'rif, the famous pious elders, from one who is the great personality, one of whom has Hakimul Ummat, rahimahullah ta'ala, who is been given the title Mujaddad of Tasawwuf, the reviver of Tasawwuf. And it's stated he worked on many subjects and many points of the deen, many fields of the deen that he did high class work on. But I'm telling you the statement of a great faqih, jurist, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani, Madazul Al-Ali, he has stated this, that Hazrat, if we want to see Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat, then one of his fields and strengths overwhelmed everything else, and that was the research he did in tasawwuf, subhanallah. The subject of tasawwuf, purification and spiritual purification, So Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib said this. So when Hazrat would speak, my Shaykh, then always he would give the reference of Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, or Hazrat has said this, or Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Rahmatullah said this. So mashallah, most of all, if my Shaykh, when he spoke, Hazrat Shaykh Sahib, when my Shaykh spoke, he would give the reference of Hazrat Hakimul Ummat. Why? Because mashallah, he had done great research on tasawwuf and great work of the deen on tasawwuf. So one saying of Hazrat Hakimul Ummat I would like to present in your service, that the reason for success and non-success, Hazrat said that for a murid, a student, what is the basis of success or non-success, failure? What's the basis of success and failure? It stated that there's one point within both upon which a person, if he focuses less, doesn't pay attention, shaitan makes him forget, due to which he fails on his objective or on his what he's striving to achieve. And people focus or pay attention very seldom on this. And if we do pay attention to this, then we are not cautious. And the point is that if we think this is correct, but the phase of that person has ended, the connection is very weak due to that point. Because he's breaking the asool, the principle. This is one of the key points within this subject that we're speaking about. So the salik you should consider, if we think that I'm not doing enough dhikr, that it's not affecting my heart, or maybe I'm not praying tahajjud, that I'm not getting the good effects on my heart, or I'm not doing XYZ ibadah, I'm not doing a lot of dhikr, I'm not doing tahajjud, I'm not doing certain acts of worship, that's why I'm weak. Many things can cross our mind, isn't it? And when a person grabs a tasbih, then the dhikr of Allah should have immediate impact on that person's heart and life. Dhikr of Allah is such a great, fantastic impact that without effect, it can never be done. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. In other words, Allah has made dhikr like that. If you drink water, the quality of water is that you cannot stay thirsty. Yes, have you ever heard till today that I've drank water, I drank so much water, I'm thirsty after that? No. You drink water and the thirst is quenched. So in the same way, a dhakiru does dhikr in no way or form, it cannot occur that a person does dhikr and the effects of dhikr do not overcome us. So the reason that we don't get the effect of dhikr, there's one reason, that somewhere that person is taking shortcuts and breaking principles and he cannot understand the principles he's broken. Why? Because the thing, the goodness that runs in tasawwuf, from tasawwuf, it comes from the teacher with whom you've got nisbat and the connection, who you're getting the sabak from. The shaykh, you call him peer or ustad, etc. Now, what is that factor that's missing, that's lacking, that gives us the effect of failure and a person doesn't realize but he's done it? In reality, as a shaykh sahab stated, that the worst the factor that leads to failure and makes a person fail and doesn't allow us to get to the destination, and that's why the effects of dhikr are not coming to our life, that's why there's a lot of wasawis and whispering of shaitan, and once a person doing dhikr he feels uneasy, uncomfortable, and all of the negatives that are coming to a person's mind and heart, there is one reason, that inside that person definitely there's a point, a factor, that he has done bi'adbi with his shaykh, disrespect of his shaykh. Bi'adbi is stated is the worst obstacle, the restriction between the student and success. Disrespect of the shaykh. And the basis of disrespect of the shaykh, Allahu Akbar, what is that? That if a person is disrespectful to the teacher, there can be no success after that. And you have to be cautious. Adab, another word for adab is caution. To be cautious, that automatically a person's heart tells him that I've done something wrong, incorrect. Incorrect. So it's stated, the other mistakes are not an obstacle, but bear the individual, the disrespectful human being can never be successful in this path. Instead of success, he attains failure, severe failure that overcomes him. And the hal of the individual of that, the salikin, with respect to adab, manners and respect and high regard for the teachers, that we need to look at the usul, the principles. If we don't know the usul, if we don't pay attention on the usul, direct, we just start doing dhikr or wazaif or lessons and ibadah. But the real principle, for example, if you're you're looking at the car, the gauge, etc., the petrol level, but when you're not looking at the signs on the motorway and you're not paying attention to the route, you just worry about your car, the petrol level, and your driving and your style of driving, but you're not looking at the signs, how will I get to the destination? You miss one sign, then you'll reach somewhere else. You'll go somewhere else. This happens, isn't it? If you miss a sign, Then you go off track and you get to another destination or another city or location. So the motorway is always a good an example for the salik in this day and age, for the person on the journey of suluk. So in the same way, the link with the shaykh for the student, every moment, second, the shaykh's fares comes to the salik, to the student. Every second, 24 hours, 7 days a week, Allah Ta'ala has created such a connection for the salik, the student. There are men, there are women. We see this, and the women, they are in parda, they don't sit in front of the sheikh, do they? In front of the teacher. But alhamdulillah, faiz, the blessings, the effect of the sheikh's qualities and the sheikh's benefit reaches to the student. Now, for example, we're sitting down here, I'm not a sheikh, and I've heard from the waliyas of Allah, and I'm sitting and speaking, you will benefit from that. You will benefit from the faiz. I'm just speaking, I'm not a sheikh. I'm not a sheikh ustad, I'm just explaining to you the principles, that this becomes an usool with regards to adab, respect for the teacher. So when people, for example, who sit, a lot of students, and there are sometimes, mashallah, sisters who are in parda, and they reach very far ahead, further than their brothers. They're following the usool, their principles, and they're traveling on the path. And yes, there's a restriction that they have to continue to observe their deen from behind the parda. Allah Ta'ala says, I will deliver the ruhaniyat, the spiritual benefit of the sheikh to you. And for example, we, the men folk, they sit in front of the sheikh, they get the fares, but the women folk, they are in absence. So the main usul of the sawwuf is adab, and the relationship of adab between the student and the teacher is that there's no had to this, and we have to be cautious, and we fail because we don't understand what is adab of the teacher. We don't learn, despite the fact that Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani and Hazrat Mujaddid Al-Thani, Hazrat Khwaja Muhyiddin Chisti, the pious predecessors themselves, khud himself, Hazrat Hakim Ummat Sahib, all the sheikhs who passed in history, everyone is defined and made clear the adab-e sheikh, the respect of the sheikh in their writings, in their teachings. They have very clearly communicated. Hazrat Mujaddid Al-Thani was such a great sheikh, such a great teacher. And especially those people who have connections with this path, and they have the connection based on the adab. Those who are not on this path of the sawwuf and suluk, you cannot explain to them what is adab and how to attain the faiz and blessings. But this is a fact of extreme loss. A person who's on the path of suluk, but he's bi-adab, he is disrespectful to the teacher, then he loses out his whole life. So we can't say we didn't know. We can't say that someone's praying salah, and all his life he prays salah incorrectly, and he goes to Allah and presents it to Allah. Allah will say, what salah did you pray? He say, oh, I didn't know. Can we say that? Will that excuse be accepted? No. Learn salah. How to pray salah. We have to learn. It's fard. Compulsory. If you're going on hajj, oh, I didn't know how to do hajj. No, learn the ahkams, the rules, the arkan, the principles, the method of doing hajj. This is not an excuse, I didn't know. So in the same way, salik will be asked that you failed. We say, oh, I didn't know what was adab, respect for the teacher. We have to learn. We have no excuses. No excuses. So amongst us, we're not even cautious to this extent, between the teacher and the student, between the sheikh and the student. Ajeeb hala today, because the khanqah, the environment is not there, the murids aren't there, there's no nisbat, the connection, the sheikh, the student, through the sohbat, through the company, if a person can get the good effect and the good benefit from the teacher. So everything, in everything, in every action, we have to look at our adab, in our speaking, in our sitting, in our communication, sitting in front of the teacher, discussing with the teacher. Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat said that even when you pick up the shoes of the teacher, there has to be adab when you do that. There are asool, how to pick up the shoes of the for the teacher. MashaAllah. And in this action, people think, oh, I love my teacher, I'm doing this out of love. Sometimes the sheikh's taking the shoes off and he's about to put his shoes on the shelf, and they're taking the shoes from his hand. No, 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 give them to me. Let me put them away for you. Give them to me. And his feet have not even come out of the shoes, and they take the slippers or the shoes away from the feet of, from under the feet of the sheikh. And what kind of adab is this? Tell me. Tell me, what kind of adab is this? Is this respect? Another example, as Hakim al-Ummat Sahib, rahmatullahi give. And look here, we need to understand these points. He wrote and recorded, and today we have systems where we can see, and subhanAllah, I'm not a sheikh, but I'm speaking from the reference of the pious elders. Our brothers, our sisters don't even know that with which words should we address our teacher. You know, like you're writing to a friend, hello, hi. Yes, when students communicating, like a very common a normal, like you're writing a letter to somebody you know and they're addressing their sheikh. What should be the words, the introduction? How should you speak to the teacher? How should you communicate to the sheikh? The teacher is a big subject. How to introduce yourself to your sheikh, how to speak to the sheikh, how to introduce yourself in the beginning of the letter or communication. There are adab, manners. What word should I use? Which way? When I used to write to Hazrat Sheikh, then I read various kitabs. And I thought, how shall I address my teacher? How shall I start the address? And Hazrat Sahib used to say to me that you used to write after a very long time. Hazrat used to complain to me, and I was afraid. I used to be scared that I don't want to write down words of disrespect. And then I'd write a letter of word. Then after a few days, it'd take me to make the subject of the letter. And especially, a lot of emphasis and hard work was put into the words of that letter. There are two things present here. That I don't want to write so much that Hazrat Sheikh, for example, I say so many words unnecessarily, and it's a burden for Hazrat. And maybe if I don't use the right words that are the rightfully due for Hazrat Sahib, respect the beginning and in the content, we have to be careful. But no, we just write and just bang away the words, and no. So this is, we have to be careful. We think, I don't know what it is, I do dhikr, I'm doing other actions, and I'm doing wazifas, and this is not happening, that's not happening, I'm not succeeding. I don't know that where is the disrespect coming from. Maybe we're not, if you do weld correctly the join, then it cannot be that the dhikr will not succeed. Then inshallah the faiz from the teacher will definitely reach to the student. There's a reason Allah Ta'ala has promised. Allah Ta'ala has promised. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullaha qunu ma'as sadiqeen. Allah says, go to my friend, this is my promise, I will make you a muttaqi. You will come away with taqwa, a life of taqwa. But if we don't want to be muttaqi, I'm sinning despite having the connection, I like to sin, I run towards sins, my adhkar is not correct, I'm not following sharia correctly, I'm not following sunnah correctly, I'm still running towards sins, I like sins, I don't understand the standard of sins, what's alufal and lufal. And despite this, and you have the link, the taluk, subhanallah, that when insan goes to a sheikh, like I said recently in a bayan, and this links with that bayan, the first and foremost, when an individual, a student, goes to the sheikh, to the teacher, then he starts to embark on the route of fanaful sheikh, in being immersed and overwhelmed by the sheikh, overcome by the sheikh's qualities and characteristics. Yes, this is the entrance. Yes, the person's going on that path and that journey. As soon as a student is bayah to the teaching, there's a link with the teacher, then he's on the journey of fanayat. What is fanayat? What is assigning oneself over to the teacher? Fanayat is that the sheikh safat, the qualities, the characteristics of the teacher, they start to rub off onto the student. Yes, they influence over the student. Allah Ta'ala says that all of the good qualities on the sheikh, dhikr and Qur'an, nawafil and keeping the fast and doing hajj. And our Hazrat, my sheikh, rahmatullahi, mashallah, had a lot of hajj repetitively. Within seconds he would get to the Kaaba, mashallah. And he had that passion and desire that the Kaaba is in front of me. Hazrat, my Hazrat sheikh, I am sharing with you his passion. He had like to sit in front of the Kaaba, and morning till night nobody should be near me, and I just want to do dhikr of Allah. This was the desire and passion of Hazrat Sahib, rahmatullahi. Not eating, drinking, talking, chatting, Kaaba in front, and the dhikr of Allah. That's it, subhanAllah. And nothing else, eating, drinking, finished. Yes, restriction. So fanayat, subhanAllah, is what? Listen carefully. That your passion that you have within that's present within the sheikh starts to get transferred to the student. Subhanallah. If the sheikh has the passion for practicing the sunnah, he has extreme love in the sunnah, then the murid, the student, automatically the sunnah will overwhelm and overcome the life of the student. He doesn't have to be reminded run after. This is called fanayat. So whatever there is, the color and the life and the attributes of the sheikh, they start to transfer and rub off onto the student. Whichever amal or passion, deep desire the sheikh has, then you will see that rubbing off onto the student. This is called fanayat al-sheikh. And there's no other definition of fanayat al-sheikh. All of the qualities, the practices, the love, the passion, the desire, the actions of the sheikh, they rub off onto the student. And if this happens, then think yourself. When a student is in love with the sheikh, close to the sheikh, then all of the good qualities of the sheikh rub off onto the student. And if after this, the student is not attaining those good qualities and factors and traits, then it's obvious if he's maybe consuming haram, doing wrong actions, running here left and right, he doesn't have those factors. And 30 years, 15 years doing dhikr, I'm doing this and that, but not benefiting. Why isn't fanayat in the life of the student? Allah Ta'ala stated, in the Quran, clear, that it cannot be that a person goes to the company of a wali and the color and the influence of the wali doesn't rub off to the student. He still stays deceitful. He still consumes haram. Still he's greedy for the dunya. The reason for this is one, what's lacking? Has the Shaykh Rahmatullah stated that he doesn't know what's lacking in his life. What he's lacking is that he is bi-adab. He's disrespectful, and due to the bi-adabi, all of the veils in front of him, when the result comes in hereafter, he'll be zero minus zero. Below zero into minus records. So we need to be aware of our situation. What is adab? We need to be extremely cautious. As the Tanwi Rahmatullah has given the example here, that if the Shaykh ever, a beautiful, unique example, if the Shaykh gives you a duty, small duty maybe, that go and post this letter for me. Yeah, he's giving you a duty, task. Haji Saab's going, oh, go and post this letter for me. Okay, I'll do it. Yep. And he delays, Haji Saab. Then it's stated that, look here, that for him, maybe he's close to the Shaykh, and he gives water to the Shaykh, picks up the slippers, the shoes, and he drives the car for the teacher, everything. But he doesn't know that close to Allah, to get to Allah Ta'ala's nearness, you have to be cautious, extremely cautious. It's not the adab of the Shaykh, it's the path of Allah. You're doing adab for the path of Allah, for the sake of Allah. And whose work is this we're doing? Who are we trying to get to? Why are we serving the teacher and helping the teacher? For Allah's sake. So the Shaykh gives the letter to the student, I post this letter, and a great mujaddad's words, I'm telling you, an incident. Oh yeah, I'll post that letter. He gives the letter, and he's given a duty, a task to the student. Now, it's lazim on that student, the task that he's been assigned, that he tells his Shaykh that I have fulfilled the task for you, subhanallah. And if he doesn't give that news of the task fulfilled, then this is a big bi'adabi disrespect. And he doesn't know. He's disrespecting the Shaykh. Look here. So now we don't recognize this. We don't realize this. And, oh, you know that letter you gave to me, I put it into the letterbox after some time. Yes, this happens nowadays, isn't it? Yes, so we try to show a point that, oh, I do this for my peer, I do this for you, and I've done this for you. But we delay. We try to control the teacher. We give them greed, give them some incentive. And we try to give them some incentive for the dunya. Whoever has in their mind this point, look at this beautiful point here. For example, we give hadiyah or a gift to the pious elders or teacher. There's adab of how to give hadiyah, gift. For example, if you're giving a gift to a buzurg, to a pious elder or a sheikh, you're not purchasing the teacher. I've looked at this. I've seen this in the sohbat of my teacher. That Allah's given you His mercy, that something from you is going to a wali, and he's accepting this from you. This is Allah's mercy. But we go to the flip side, opposite. Hazrat Sahab, I went here, and here, this, I've bought this for you, and I wanted to give to you. Remember, at the point that when you present the gift, after giving the gift, one thing be very careful about, never ever say something to the teacher, or request a favor, or expect something. Don't even say, Hazrat Sheikh stated, that you give him the hadiah, and you give him the gift. Hazrat, you know that my children, please do dua for my children. I've seen this in the gathering of Hazrat Sahib. Hazrat Khair, in any situation, if somebody gave hadiah, etc., then underneath the masala, you wouldn't realize. Hazrat, a person came, I saw this with my eyes. And he came, and he presented a gift to Hazrat Sahib. And he put it down, and there were 10 rupees or something. And then, after putting the hadiah down, after 2 minutes, he says, Hazrat Sahib, my son, do dua for my son. He's not good. May his life be improved. And this is our tarbiyat. Hazrat Sahib did this. Ajeeb action Hazrat Sahib did. Hazrat Sahib took his jainamaz, lifted it up, and underneath Hazrat Sahib took some money. He said, yeah, take your money and please leave. Allah, be gone. And he was shocked. He said, I came from far, and I heard that dua. Hazrat Sahib, no, take your money. I don't do dua. Bye. They're going to get dua from some wali Allah. Allahu Akbar. So he stated that we shouldn't even have that feeling when we give a gift to a teacher. Don't even have this feeling or desire that you think you're favoring the teacher. That I've done this for you, I've done this action for you. No. We're asking for the favor to be repaid in reality. So the reality here is that adab, manners, and the main function of adab is that a person needs to have high regard and be cautious and careful and have respect. And even despite all of this, a person fails because he doesn't have the principles of adab in his life. So he doesn't have fanayat of the Shaykh. He's not immersed in the love of the Shaykh, and the Shaykh's actions haven't rubbed off to him. For example, if you sit under the sun, the rays of the sun and heat is not felt by you, then there's some disease, some illness. And, oh, I'm feeling cold today. But it's hot, brother. Oh man, why are you feeling hot? That the effects of the heat are not coming into your body. Yes, you're not absorbing that heat and the light. Yes? So, if we don't have adab, we don't know how to write, we don't know about the guftugu, the words, the address, then if we don't know them, why are you taking that step? Better than that, they don't write. Learn. Learn from the pious elders, from the murids who are there already, the students. How should I speak to Hazrat? How should I shake the hands, his hands? How should I sit with Hazrat Sahib? Address my teacher. And what does my Shaykh dislike? What sorts of sins does he dislike? And what does he have passion for? And I shouldn't put myself in front of my teacher in the way that he doesn't like. He won't say to you, don't do this. He has no need to make you stop, even if you swear at him. He won't say anything to you. It will not make him feel negative because he doesn't consider anything against him. Because he doesn't consider himself as anything. Never will the Wali Allah be worried if you say bad to him. You say, okay, fine. No problem. This is the karam mercy of Allah, mercy of Allah. That if the Shaykh gives tarbiyat to his murid, upon tarbiyat for rectification, then this is the favor of the Shaykh that he is improving the student. It's a massive favor of the Shaykh at that time. That based on tarbiyat, he explains that don't do it like this or don't say this. Yes, but coming, the Shaykh's coming, going, stopping him. Sidiman, here Hazrat Sahib said that the Shaykh, we're waiting for the Shaykh behind him, that he has taklif, difficulty if you're waiting for him unannounced. It's not arranged, you're waiting for him to see him. Have you seen that? Is this according? Does he meet at that time? Does he speak at that time to anybody? And by force you want to speak to him to this extent that there will be no dua from the teacher at that time. Yes, there's a mood of the walis of Allah. They follow the mood at that time. If there's the mood at that time, you ask for dua, it'll be accepted. And if he's walking on the path and you stop him, interrupt him. And I'm just sharing with you what I've heard from the sheikhs. And I'm just sharing this with you. But many people have experienced this. What's happening here? We can't speak to you while you're just walking. We're waiting by the shoes and pulling on the sheikh. There's a tariqah method of how to speak. And why have I said this in this way? I'm not saying that I'm a pious elder or a sheikh. No, I'm explaining for this reason that our real, the walis of Allah, people consider that he is speaking this way, that the people are following this path. I've heard myself the first time when I came here to this masjid. Listen carefully. And all the alim sahib was sitting, and tablighi head of tablighi was sitting, everyone was sitting. When they gave us ijaza, you know, for dhikr, for this majlis in this masjid, I'm telling you this point, then I don't have desire or passion. I just say that you can meet me in the street, or I don't say the stand where my shoes are taken off. Fine, I'm in different places. The reason for this is that this path is then disrespected. When I came, then what did alim sahib say? He said that be careful of one thing. Let me explain to you, because we have a complaint that when you used to go to Masjid Rahman, and they used to stand at the door, and your colleagues would stop there and start speaking, stay standing there, all your friends and everyone near the shoes. So please don't do that here. And now imagine here. Imagine. So do they not take note of these points? I said that I have no feeling that in the masjid. He said, no, people used to stand there, your colleagues, so this is not a good factor. So people, they see you, they stand there, and they gather around there, like you've heard that program Eid that was announced. So that's fine, that's totally correct. That's correct. So we should do those actions that are according to the principles of adab and manners in writing and speaking in tahreer, especially in communication. How shall I write assalamu alaikum? Which words shall I use? How shall I address my teacher? No. We're speaking, discussing, guftugu in salam. We want to ask something, request something, sitting and asking, standing and asking. Yes, but we don't know. Some people from behind say, Hazrat Sahib, please listen to me. Listen to what I have to say. Oh, Jiyab, oh, he said salam to you. Okay. There are thousands of ways. There are ways of adab. Go with adab, with manner, sit down, ask for ijaza, request. So now the point here is a person, if he keeps on working on this and then he fails, he doesn't know, I'm doing dhikr. Why am I not fanaful sheikh? Why am I not influenced by the sheikh's good habits? Why are his safat not coming into my life? Why am I doing haram? Why am I not leaving the sins? Because my sheikh doesn't sin. My teacher doesn't have habit to sin. He loves the sunnah. Why do I not love the sunnah? And he dislikes haram, unlawful actions, and all of the lawful things are in his life. So why is this not rubbing off onto me? Yes, so he's a silent teeth, he's silent. Why am I not feeling like this? He doesn't get angry quickly. Why do I get angry quickly? Why? The safat of the teacher should be in my life. Wallahi, Yes, that I was worse than the animal when I went into the company of my teacher. Then so much funayat came into me that I laughed sometimes. I was once in Madinatul Munawwarah and Hazrat Sahib's Jamaat came. Hazrat Sahib's colleagues, and they came, they're from Pakistan to do Umrah. And I was behind Riyadul Jannah, you know, the place where the Adhan is given, and I was sat there. And from behind, Hazrat's come from Pakistan. And I was afraid, Hazrat's come. And so I was looking around, who's he speaking about? And people stood behind. They said, oh, Farooq Sahib. And I thought that totally Hazrat Sahib had come looking at you from behind. They said that we thought you were Hazrat Sahib. And sometimes, you know, the effects, even on the face of the person, his appearance, the effects of the shaykh rub off. This is not ibadah. What is this? That the life of caution and adab, principles and rules, following the life of respect for the teacher, automatically then the student becomes a reflection of the teacher in his characteristics and qualities. So is this beneficial for you, what I'm saying? Are these words benefiting, or am I just wasting my time in talking? This is very good points we've discussed today. When a person is off track and he shows you the path, the route, he says, Subhanallah, thank you very much, brother. Brother, you show me the route. There's nothing to be unhappy about when we discuss this. So what we need to see, Alhamdulillah, this topic is very, very important. It's sent for us. We do our wazaif, our dhikr, our lessons. Then definitely be careful. Am I doing bedabi? Am I disrespecting my teacher? When this happens, that dhikr is not happening correctly. It's not rubbing off onto your heart or your ma'amulat, your daily life. Wasawis is coming, whispering, and you're feeling empty, then consider you've done bi'adabi. And the cure for that is istighfar in high quantity, and try and think, what is it that's lacking in my life? What is it that I'm doing to disrespect my teacher? Bi'adab. Allah Ta'ala, may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.